First of all, let's catch up with Marty Sinan, the track manager, who's going to have a different day with racing at the Valley, and Marty not allowed to attend. Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Gee, just explain to everyone what the situation has been throughout the week. And we saw the article Paul Tatnall wrote on .com yesterday saying that you and your fellow track staff have been stood down.
Yeah, correct. A bit different being told not to go to work when you've been working there for so long, and it's actually our first meeting for 5 months. So I know all my staff and they were really looking forward to getting back into it on Saturday. But, yeah, we just had an incident there on... I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday, where one of my guys had close contact to one of the workers there on the COVID testing site in the centre of the course. And with that, because we work with him, we all have to stand down as well as part of the RBL protocols and the government's protocols.
So have you and your track staff been tested already for the COVID?
Yeah, so the guy that we were talking about, he's had 2 tests and both come back negative. Myself and most of my staff have had a test and come back negative, so that's a good sign for everyone. And he'll be tested again on Sunday or Saturday, wherever it is, and then that's the 6 days. He'll get his test back. If they're negative, then we're all in the clear. So that means we can return to work Monday. But due to the RBL policy and the government, we just can't be on a race course for 6 days. So that's what we're doing. And in that, saying that, we do have casuals that have no contact with us, so they're quite capable of working. And then the boys at Flemington and Caulfield and Stanley are going to help out and get the race meeting through, which is great.
Yeah, it shows how good the racing industry as a whole is at working together throughout this COVID period. So you've got Liam O'Keefe, you've got Brendan Jackson and a few of the others from Sandown as well, Tim Bailey, that are helping out on Saturday. And it's pretty unbelievable, 5 months since you've had a meeting and this was the unveiling once again of the track. So it'll be frustrating for you sitting at home watching it, no doubt, but how do you think the track is?
Track's in great order. Like you said, we have had a 5-month break. It's currently a soft six with a going stick of 8.4. We have got the rail out 3 metres, and probably a lot of people will ask why, but it's just that it still is the last meeting of this racing season, and we do have a meeting on the 21st of August, which is probably a more feature meeting for us as a club and the start of the new season for us, where we're going to be back in the true. So that's the only reason the rail is out 3 metres, just to get it still puts maximum fields on the track. But it just gives us that break to come into the new season with a fresh track.
You do regularly have the winter refurbishment. So just explain what exactly you do to the track and how it normally comes back on this first meeting.
Yeah, so generally, I mean, last year was a little bit different. We had a Sunday meeting to help our fellow rats. We lost the meeting and it was on a heavy track, so the track did get fairly damaged on that. The track will come back fantastic order. I mean, it's got a beautiful cover of grass. The root system's nice and healthy. Being a soft six, it's just that winter time of the year where the ground is wet and cold and we have had a bit of rain prior to this week. But this week's been really good with the winds and that, so it may race a little bit better than a soft six, but I expect it to be in a soft six to start off with and may get up to a 5. But in saying that, it is a Mini Valley meeting and there is rain forecast for Saturday afternoon into Saturday night, so we may get some rain for the last couple of races.
So with the rail out 3, it's all fresh ground. Do you think it'll be an advantage to be on the fence up on speed or will you be making ground? How do you see the track playing?
Well, speed of the play pretty even. There's probably one off the fence, probably a bit better than right on the fence. The track is very, like, in saying that it's fresh, it hasn't had any traffic on it and all that, so it's quite soft from the renovation. So we did have 50-odd horses go around on Tuesday for gallops out wide and they marked a little bit, so I expect those earlier races, and because we do have a couple of distance races, the inside will get chopped out as the day progresses, and then they may get off the rail late in the day. But I think every horse should have a chance. I mean, the 2-year-olds, the first 2 races, they're a bit unknown, but after race 2, I think better horses and older horses racing, it should be pretty even and race really well. I think just partners will watch those first couple of races and then see how the track's going and then make their judgment from there.
Will you be on the phone to Liam throughout the day saying, "Hey, mate, can you do this?"
Oh, we're making sure they do a good job, because I feel like even though they are going to help out on the barriers, I think they just sit around doing nothing normally, so I hope they know what they're actually doing. So, they're a great bunch of blokes, and they put their hand up to help out, and as I said, it's mainly just the barriers, the moving of the rail, and just someone to drive our horse ambulance that we need to fill the major roles, and they're all filled, and actually being it's a late finish, we need to turn the lights on. We've got a guy who's an ex-employee of the club who's an electrician as well. He's going to organise the lights to come on. The meeting will go through nice and smoothly, and Robert Crown's pretty happy with what we've put in place. So with that, I think there should be no issues with the whole day, and it should run smoothly and be a good Moonee Valley race meeting.
Well, once again, shows that the racing industry is doing a magnificent job to meander its way through the COVID crisis. Have you got the fridge stocked? You'll be watching on the couch tomorrow?
Oh, I don't think I'll have a drink tomorrow. I'll probably be a little bit nervous, actually. It's been a long time since I've actually sat at home and watched the Moonee Valley meeting. So, like I said, it's a bit surreal for me. I love being at the race and being there with all the people and that. And we're very fortunate that we had no crowds at the start. So from an operations point of view up in the stands, we didn't have to worry about that side of it. It's mainly just the racing side of it. So that's probably been a little bit of an advantage for the club. And like I said, I know we've got all the right people in the right places. So it should be a good day, and just hope everyone enjoys watching the races on TV.
Well, you were there for those track work trials and jump outs and pieces of work earlier in the week. So have you got a little sneaky for us?
Well, you did put the pressure on us last week when you said that Liam had won the actual tipping contest when I still had a meeting to go. But now that those three are actually going to be here, they think they deserve to have another tip. But I do have one. I found one. I ran in the two-year-old race in race two, number 7, Mira Mira, a Peter Snow horse. Probably the best gallop of the morning on Tuesday. So a little sneaky one there. Doesn't have much form. It's had 8 starts, only 1 win. But knowing that it's been around the valley on Tuesday and it ran a fairly good time for that, for the morning, I think that might be a special. I think it's around about 40-1 as we speak. So
get
me on to the top of the leaderboard, and hopefully the punters can get a winner early.
Oh, that would be an outstanding performance to snatch the trophy out of Liam's hands if you can get that home in the last meeting of the day. Hey, Marty, thank goodness we are racing. Good luck with the remainder of these COVID tests, and we'll see you back soon.
No worries, Michael. Thanks for that.